Christopher, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How's your throat mouth feeling?
It's not been that great.
I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate it.
Why don't you share a little bit about what happened with everybody real quick? You started the new year off with what? Something just spectacular.
Apparently being a bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry if it's hard to talk.
It's not like
he's emotional.
Impossible to talk, but it is it if I'm just being honest and trying not to be a bit, it is not comfortable. I'm not comfortable talking.
To talk.
Not that comfortable to talk a lot. Like I have to do meetings at my job where I present to potential clients, right? Mm-hmm. And I had like a 30-minute meeting today. And by the end of it, it's just miserable. Like, I was just like, not pain. It's just so it's just so uncomfortable and so obviously taxing on my mouth.
Well, Evan's asking you to tell the story real quick, but tell it properly with the stages and related tangents. I mean, it's going to be 30 minutes of you talking now. I don't know if you're...
Give us just a quick synopsis of what happened before, and then.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of history with this podcast.
That's what I'm saying.
And this issue,
you can do it.
I know. I'm not asking you to talk forever. I just want you to, give us a little info.
It is a podcast.
I showed up.
you did show up to a podcast,
I did.
You specifically said yesterday, I can probably do it if I don't have to talk much.
I didn't say that. I said I might not be that good.
I know. No, I wasn't even saying negatively. I was just saying this is what you're going through at the moment.
Well, if you see me just get quiet, usually I get quiet towards the end of these podcasts because I'm hammered.
Different reason.
But it'd be a different reason. Somebody commented before they noticed that. Like they commented, like Lunsford was glassy eyed at the end of that one. God. I don't remember. It's some podcast somebody noticed I was just gone.
Just that quiet drunk guy on the podcast,
So it was actually about 2 years ago this month or so, like almost 24 months ago. I was just having unreal tooth pain. I didn't understand or know what I've never had a root canal or anything, but I remember I went to the dentist to get it checked out, and then I went in to get one of the root canals that I needed. The other tooth probably needed to be pulled. They're like, you could do root canal, but it'll be like thousands of dollars because it was a back molar. And I went in to do it, and they put this fucking like torture contraption on me. Like it was literally for torturing people, I think. And I didn't know.
Just like something that held your mouth open.
It's like a rubber dam. It's something to isolate your tooth. And then a piece of rubber basically goes over your whole mouth. They spread it out and you cannot breathe. There's no way any reasonable person could say, yeah, I'm breathing pretty good in that thing. And I couldn't swallow. And so I thought I was dying, and I walked out, had a panic attack, and went home. That was
Did you just rip the stuff out of your mouth?
I told them, I cannot do this. You got to take all this off right now. And I walked out of that dentist office and never went back. And that was 2 years ago when a dentist was like, you must get a root canal.
And you had pain then.
Yeah, and I had pain
then.
That's
why you went, because it's not like you went preemptively then. You went then. On after delaying as long as you thought you could. And did we talk about that on the podcast?
I don't know if y'all recorded it. It might have been one of those where you had me on and it was like I'd had the panic attack, and I think
you might have 2 years it. Have you been like on and off again pain or what?
Yep.
Good Lord. And it would just stop long enough to where you didn't have to go or something?
I figured out because I got some antibiotics the first time. Like first I called like a teledoc or whatever, and they're like, I'll prescribe you some amoxicillin and that'll help because that'll take it down, but then you still need to go to the dentist. I did that, and like once the infection kind of gets under control, it doesn't hurt really unless you bite.
You just kind of tamp down the infection every couple months. That's the trick.
exactly what I've done.
Goes back up, busted some amoxicillin. You don't have to go to the dentist. Awesome. It saves money. It saves time. Who has time?
Yeah, 100%. But I mean, this side of my mouth doesn't know what food tastes like anymore. I haven't eaten on that side of my mouth because there were two teeth that were giving me trouble. And so, it just came to a, for whatever reason, it came to pass the other night, last week, Wednesday night, I wanted to kill myself. Like I wanted.
Now this was before
this is, before this is before I went and got to work. Okay. So this is like, it's back. And I was like, this feels like it's back and it's here to stay. Like,
like never not be like, unreal pain.
Yeah, this is how my teeth will be forever until I figure this out. So,
which would be true, by the way, if you pause of any animal in the that has teeth, or almost all of humans, most of the time that had teeth, but so they would have had here to stay, and that would be that. But yeah, still another option for you.
So I, the other thing I looked up in Utah, it seems they have more. So, all right. The thing comes down to like anxiety about the, it's not, I'm not afraid of the dentist per se, or even getting a cavity filled or drills or anything, but it was the whole, the procedure and me thinking like, if I go do that, I'm just going to freak out again because they're going to put that thing over my mouth and I'm not going to feel like I can breathe or swallow. And it's just going to be bad for me. And so that's what kept me from going back. And then finally, I was just like, well, I guess I just get put to sleep or whatever. So I found somewhere that offered that. But then you got to go in. You got to be adamant that that's what you want to do. So I go in and I tell them everything that happened from before. And I was like, here's what I know needs to happen. But I must not know it's happening or it can't be done.
Mm-hmm. That's like, pretty good. I mean, if you come in with that attitude and it's true, they're going to believe you and they don't want to get into some tangle.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and that, I mean, so the dentist in Nashville that I went to just wasn't like, they weren't picking up what I was putting down. Like I was obviously just having a hard time with it and they weren't very understanding or trying to like figure it out. Yeah. Like, and they like left me sitting there for a long time with the thing on before I was there for like an hour. It just sit thinking about it and sitting in it in that torture, and they didn't start or anything. And I was just like, I gotta go. And so these doctors, these dentists here were cool. They were just like that day. They're like, yeah, we called the guy. He can come in at 2:00. Can you come here at 2:00? We're going to put your ass to sleep. And they're like, you need the one root canal, the other side of your mouth. I had lost a crown or something years ago. I came off and they're like, you need a new crown on that anyway. And to get a new crown on that, you're going to have a root canal because the way it currently is won't support. And then just get that other tooth pulled. Let's do it all at once. Put you to sleep and do it in 3 hours and get it all done. So I had all that done on my mouth in one like sitting. Right. Extraction and two root canal.
And now did you not have anxiety going in for that? Like you didn't have like,
I was a little anxious about like, what if I don't wake up, that type of thing, or do like I believe?
You didn't wake up.
Yeah,
you thought you like, might die.
I thought that was a possibility, but it seemed worth it, worth the risk.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Or I thought like, what I was like, I don't know if I believe them that I won't know it's happening. You know,
and I talked to be all the way out.
Yeah, and I talked to the guy on the phone. Yeah, he was like, I promise you, we could do anything to your body.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. He's like, I worked in trauma centers. I've done gunshots. I've done it all. Like, I was like, this guy's a doctor. And he's telling me like, hey, he's like,
It's like, we could, trust me, we could do fucking anything to you. And trust me, we could.
Yeah. But I got to say, I mean, it was so good. It was like, I don't know why everybody wouldn't do that every time almost.
Oh yeah.
It was the truth. They gave me some oxygen. They're like, breathe in. He had the IV in me. And he's like, all right, here it's coming. I'll be here to grab the oxygen so it doesn't fall on you. And then I was gone. And then I woke up saying funny shit. And they were finishing up a couple things on my tooth, like with the temporary crown. And that was it.
That's nice. Yeah, I got put to sleep for my vasectomy, and it was awesome.
See, that's awesome, but I can't
think about it.
But looking back, I'm like, how the fuck did I stay awake for them to drill into my balls? Right. Like, how did I show up to that doctor's appointment? And you know, but the dentist thing's been hard. So
teeth stuff sucks. It sucks. It's awful. And it's I have kind of a funny story. And I've had a couple cavities, not a ton, maybe two total. But one I had in high school, and there was a little piece of a tooth like sticking out. Matt might remember this, sticking out of the side in the back of my mouth. And I promised to God I could put my finger on this tooth and it would smell exactly like shit. It was like a circus trick. I could rub it and I would let somebody smell it, and it was doo-doo.
Oh,
I guess that's just what cavities maybe is rotted or something. Yes, I don't know what. I don't know how it
underneath
even got
the
there.
Skin, decay. Underneath the in the root or something.
Well, I don't even know what it was. It was like a piece of a tooth or something. So anyway, it just got loose.
It was the smell of a rotting human named Devin.
It was. It was.
You pulled it out yourself?
Yeah. Eventually, it was like kind of a piece, and I just messed with it and pulled it out. But yeah, wow. It was weird. But yeah, I remember having some toothaches, and they were bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
It's bad, huh?
Yeah.
And then imagine you got two that are right a couple teeth away from each other on the same top side of your mouth.
It sucks.
Fucked.
Yeah. Anytime we talk about tooth. Yeah. Sorry, I was going to say real quick. Anytime we talk about tooth stuff, one of the first things I think of is in Castaway.
Oh, yeah.
When he gets I guess that's the same thing, right? Like he needs a root canal. He gets that ice skating blade. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I can always feel that so much.
I mean, most of dentistry over human time has probably been more like Castaway.
Yeah.
And it's just weird stuff and experimental stuff and who knows what. I mean, of all that stuff, that's just the weirdest. But they should have a dentist, like whatever that is, the Lunsford family, where they made sure to take care of them, but the other one didn't have that feeling. That's a real thing that was created by them. That is a service, not just the technical part, but the part that they understood what anxiety is. It's like actually understand it, like empathetically. So there should be some way that the dentist that had special, I'm not saying training or licensing or any of that bullshit, but it should be able to signal that you're an empathetic to anxiety dentist. Wouldn't you go to that one in a heartbeat? Like just in general, they were like, well, you know, we're this, like something that really signaled a very, you know, warm to anxiety patients thing. Like you would actually pay more for that if they could really communicate that.
Yeah, they don't typically have very good bedside manner. You would think
they're okay,
Well, they're okay, but I mean, like, it's mostly like, don't be a baby.
Yeah, well,
that's kind of the way it feels. It's like, oh, you can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, what? You can't handle this.
But it comes from the dentist archetype of, well, you trust him. He's the dentist.
But I mean,
you're going to be fine.
They instantly just start grabbing your mouth and pulling your tongue and doing all this weird, anything that's just most awkward thing for any human.
Well, x-rays hurt too. Like they dig into your gums. Like none of it's good. Like absolutely none of it.
It's weird. But just the dentist type, there's like probably, like I have a dentist and I switched to a female dentist in the same office when he got a female dentist, and I don't know why, I didn't realize it, but I had to get an appointment for something or whatever. But just, I was like, oh, this is a way different personality. This is 100 times better. Like, I'm not saying it's necessarily women, but the different way than that, because the dentist I had before has got the traditional archetype to him. The guy with the harem of plate pieces, and it's just like, you know, the respectable dentist, like whatever that is.
Yeah.
It is funny. My dentist, she's from Ukraine. And all I could think was, I must seem like a massive bitch to her, given what is happening.
Compared to Ukrainian men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I must just seem so, she must feel very sad for my kids and Cassie. Like,
she's got this whole thing worked up in her mind about you. And
her people have nothing and are getting blown away by rockets. And
you have to have a root canal and a crown.
$1,000 to go to sleep.
I not handle it.
To not just have to
experience it at all. Like, I could have put AirPods on, put on Joe Rogan, and chilled it out for a few hours.
Yeah.
I said, basically, kill me for a few hours.
Yeah.
Keep my heart beating, and then bring me back.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
And so, but she sees people like you all the time. That's what they do there.
Well, have y'all ever done like laughing gas or oral sedation or anything? Yeah. Like you take a pill?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
What are those like?
I did when I had a wisdom tooth removed and
you don't remember anything. I mean, you're
Laughing gas just makes you loopier, like headier, spacier. But like it's pretty shallow. Like it's not a deep space, and it's like getting high and deep and or whatever. But it's like it's a real shallow spaciness is what laughing gas is. So it's like it's fine, but it makes you less serious, probably like less worried. But it's just a little halfway loopy kind of thing.
It's funny though, because it does make people laugh. I mean, it really does. Like I think they gave River a little bit because he had to get a filling, and they just said, "Well, we'll give him a little bit through his nose. It won't be a huge deal. He won't even, he won't be asleep. He'll just be kind of whatever." And he was laughing. It was funny. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I guess this works.
That's fun.
Yep.
So where's your pain a meter right now? Given what we've put you through, and how long has it been? How many minutes? That's like 25 minutes. So good.
No, it's fine. It's not really a pain. It's just achy a little bit, or just literally it felt like my body went through something and it wore me out. Or you know what I mean? Like for days, like it's that thing where after you get a vasectomy, right? They tell you like wait a week and to do anything. And I should have when I did that. But 3 days in, I went to Costco and I got done with that. And I was like, fuck, this sucks. So same thing with this. It's just like, really should have just laid around for 3 or 4 days and done nothing. But I don't know.
Root canal.
I'm fine now.
But for talking during this last whatever amount of time it's been.
It's okay. It's just minutes. Like, that's probably it. Probably just go now.
Probably just leave. Good.
Great. Yeah.
Just take off.
you're officially over the hump then. You were doubting coming in. Now here we go. Okay. And you've been doing Percocet too?
Ooh. I ran out. So that's the other funny way they do it. Like,
that's the other thing to add on.
Well, they don't usually, they do the whole, we don't usually prescribe narcotics. But I'm going to give you some because you're good, doing a lot. But really, they're like, I recommend doing the ibuprofen and Tylenol that I'm going to give you and only use this as like a last resort. And I'm shaking my head and I'm like, no chance. I'm not.
First resort.
Not just even first resort, just like
second resort.
That's most people.
I was so happy when I found it. She gave me 8, and I was just so when I found out I was getting that, I was just grateful. Just so grateful.
I always think it's funny overall, you had a really good experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're starting to feel a little better. I was going to say, in regards to Percocet, I was going to say, I've heard people say, I don't really like to do any pain meds in my body. I try to, and that's good. I think that's obviously a good way to live. But I'm like, but you could just have it and it would help your pain and you would enjoy it. Yeah, you think they're actually scared that they get addicted or something? People? Is that
I understand the mindset, because it's like if you like it, then from then on you simply know about it.
Yeah.
In a way that there's some gravity towards.
They'd rather be ignorant to the fact.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how I feel. Like, but I wouldn't like. But there's some element of. I guess I don't 100% trust myself, to be honest.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'd like. It'd be cool to not like. I have a fear of it. Like, if I was given it, I would be telling myself, "You need to be taking the least or whatever." You know what I mean? I wouldn't feel comfortable milking it. But I definitely would do it.
If I had more, she'd given me more, I'd still be taking them. Now,
yeah, right.
Now, if that means I'm addicted, I don't know. But like, but however, I'm not going to actually go looking for them now. Right. Like, I'm not going to do something to try to get them or try to get them illegally. But if the doctor had just given me 16, mm-hmm. I would have mm-hmm. taken those until they were gone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No matter what. Yeah.
No matter
what. But you don't really know if that, like, I'm not saying that you're going to go do anything, but let's just say you had a string of bad luck and this happened 5 times over the next year. Then yeah. you'd be like, that'd be something you'd really come to have a relationship with. You know what I mean?
Did it give you a buzz? I took Percocet back in the day and it didn't really do anything. I didn't feel like high or anything. Maybe I was doing it wrong.
Right. I haven't taken much stuff.
You just might be awesome.
I've done Vicodin.
Now, this is what's really funny. Y'all remember when we first toured, we were with Alexis on Fire, Silverstein, and the Hawthorne Heights. Yep. And what year was that?
04.
Yeah. Remember on that tour, I hurt my neck. We finished Walls and I headbanged or something, and something popped in my neck. And I was like, oh, shit. And I immediately walked off the stage and went straight to the van and laid down in the bunk that we had in the van. And I like couldn't move for a little while. No, I mean, like without serious pain.
Right.
And I think I just took ibuprofen or something and I missed a few shows. But when I got back home, I went to the doctor and the doctor was like, yeah, he said, you probably did something to your back. We can't totally tell. We could look more. But I mean, honestly, you don't want surgery because it won't even be better if you do that. So we can prescribe you some pain meds and let's just watch it for a while. And he gave me a bottle that looked like a cup of Percocet. I mean, I'm not joking because I said, hey, I'm going on tour and I won't be back for like 30 something days or whatever. I think they gave me 64 Percocet. Like I was supposed to get 32. Wow. And I think they gave me 64. I think he doubled it. Right. And like, no problem. That's I was hilarious. Like, I'm going out of town. He's like, well, let me double it. I mean, it was a big tub of it. But when I took it, I didn't
feel anything much.
No, I never got like, I think maybe the first time, but after that, wow. I didn't really ever feel much. I think it helped my neck pain, but that was about it.
I can't really remember. How it
definitely, I definitely drank with it. I drank and did perks.
Yeah, I remember when Toby was doing that. I remember because, like, I didn't ever ask you for one. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but I was watching you do it. I was watching you do that.
And you were fantasizing.
You're
a fucking drug user. Well,
you were talking your way through. You were drinking this much and talking this much and saying, "What if I do this? Or I'm not going to take any. Well, my voice is out. I'm going to take something." Like you were doing all that stuff, like that whole bottle, like you stretched it out, but you were like, do you remember? Like you were thinking about how many you needed or if you didn't need.
No, you remember because you're a drug addict. All I said was I have some Percocets, maybe I'll take them. And you remember it like the most.
I remember him managing his dosages and stuff.
Drug addict.
You're a drug addict. You're a druggie.
You have that vivid of a memory of a drug that I kind of took.
I do. That's right.
But how does it feel?
Doctors don't care.
Sorry, real quick, Lunsford. How does it feel different? How does it feel different from weed? I can't really remember.
I guess it was kind of similar to like an edible in some ways.
Yeah,
a little bit, but more like I don't know.
A little spacey.
I don't know how to explain it. I'm not good at describing that. But I would take one. I would just do them at night. Do them. I used to talk about your pour your tooth, your pain. I would do.
You had a certain time of the day you took blade. It, so you knew it would kind of
doing drugs. I was doing drugs, not taking medicine prescribed. I would like take one for either like 4 or 6 o'clock, whatever. Like New Year's Eve, I think I took one. I was like, I'm gonna take one at 6. I'm gonna take one at 10 because it says wait 4 hours. And the one at 6 is pretty good and you're chilling, you feel okay. But after you take that one at 10, when you get to that 2 hours after that, it's like now the first one has fully kind of run its course and hit, like, you know, they say it lasts for 6 hours, but you're getting that real cross of like, okay, now they're both working together. And I am like, I mean, I'll text y'all. I text a lot of people just like talking about how great I felt. I was like, for some reason, I like turned on like Marvel movies. Like I just started watching like all the Avengers movies because I was like, I can't do jack shit right now. I'm just going to watch these Avengers movies. And I was just scrolling and everything was okay. Like it wasn't even for the pain or anything. It didn't even hurt that bad. It was just party time.
Wow.
And so you could definitely see why, like, and yeah, I was so excited to do them, you know, the next day too.
Like if you knew for sure you were going to be taken care of, like your life and family wouldn't fall apart, and that was available to you. I mean, that's rough, right? Right?
Yeah.
That's a lot. Because it's kind of people.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of better than alcohol because the consequences are not like you don't feel hungover or anything like that. Like you just take, you know, a couple pills. So, and you're not like feeling.
Did you feel clear minded? Like
a bunch of beer. Clear minded? No, not
like
really.
You wouldn't have been very able to be creative or productive in any real way.
No, it was like sunk in the couch. Like,
yeah, that's cool.
You're kind of stuck there. Yeah.
At least with weed, the argument is you really can be creative. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Like you at least can possibly be creative with weed. But if you didn't even, that's at least something.
Yeah. I ran into a little anxiety on my trip. Like while I was high on the Percocet, there were a few times where I'd be like, oh no, like my chest feels weird or something. But I was able to talk myself down. I was like, but you're just on some really powerful shit right now. So you just need to relax and let this be.
Wow. Holy like, shit.
That
good Lord.
Like, and I was like, man, I'm facing my anxiety right now.
Yeah.
Like in a way that I'm not able to do when I'm sober.
Yeah, dude.
That's cool. Yeah. You stood Bucking up
perks,
to it.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Man, you're changing. I tell you what, you got to get more opioids than you, my friend. You are so much better on opioids.
So much better.
Yeah, all those texts were fire.
Yeah.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Oh, man.
Well, hey, I also have a medical story, Lunsford, that I haven't told you yet.
All right.
I'm going to tell you that, but why don't we pay bills first and a cliffhanger. Let's pay these bills, and then we'll come back with my medical story, which I think is actually way worse than yours, I believe. We'll see.
Okay.
All right. We have custom songs are back on sale for Valentine's Day. Order them now. We only have so much time before Valentine's Day, and we have to get them written, so we can only sell a certain amount. Emeryland members get 20% off. So if you're not a member of Emeryland, go ahead and join, and you'll go ahead and get 20% off that custom song you want to buy. Go to emerymusic.com to order these. Remember, order immediately. We only have so much time before Valentine's Day. We're headed out on a Songs and Stories tour. We're going February 3rd, Nashville, Tennessee. February 4th, Atlanta, Georgia. February 5th, Birmingham, Alabama. March 2nd, we'll be in Columbus, Ohio. March 3rd, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. March 4th, Philadelphia. March 5th, New York City. And that's going to be a matinee show. Those are usually packed out and fun. Everybody likes having a drink in the afternoon. And then March 29th, Portland, Oregon. March 30th, we're coming for you, Canada, Vancouver, BC. Tickets are on sale at, of course, emerymusic.com. And no fucking ticket fees, it says here. You don't have any fucking ticket fees. It's just
none.
Whatever money you go get the ticket, that money goes to pay for everything and pay us. So you, if you want to support us, you, no ticket fees. Right, guys?
Yeah,
that's right.
Also, Marriage Supply, with code all over, you get 10% off. Now, Marriage Supply is an adult sex toy store. We sell lots of things. We do, in fact, sell dildos. We do, in fact, sell vibrators. We do, in fact, sell cock rings. And yeah. And there's more stuff coming, if you get my drift.
Oh, I got it.
If you're picking up what I'm laying down. So if you haven't tried a sex toy, something's wrong. You're like Lunsford's mouth for the last 2 years. It ain't right. It needs to be fixed. So you need to get some sex toys now from marriagesupply.com and try it out. You start small. You got to start crazy. You got to get wild yet. Dip your toe in it.
Yeah, just dip your toe in.
If you get what I mean.
Everyone is like a sex pun.
No matter what it is, it's a pun. Sex pun. Okay. And let's see what else. This is a PSA to all Emeryland members. Why y'all make me read this when I'm like this? We're changing up the feed for part two, so check your email or Discord for the new info. We got to mix it up every once in a while.
Okay.
We got to change it because the bots and the chat GPT.
They're on our heels. You know, they're always
following
on our heels.
Every fucking thing we do. Also, join Emeryland. You can find all the album specials we've done, exclusive music, including the full White Line Fever album and exclusive merch. You get 20% off everything on both the Emery site and Marriage Supply. So go to emerymusic.com to join. And one of the other perks of being in Emeryland, you get your name read on here. I don't know if anybody else has it pulled up.
I do.
Okay, Devin, if you want to read it. Now, this is what I was thinking. I know it's a hair late by the time folks are listening to this podcast, but these folks didn't send in anything. So I am making a personal New Year's resolution that they have to do.
Oh, okay.
All right. So this is like a
nice
New Year's resolution, New Year challenge for them that they must do. All right.
Okay. Robert Camisso.
Yep. So Robert has to, I'm challenging him to do something new every day. So like, wipe your butt the other way when you go to the bathroom. You can get in your car on the passenger side and crawl over. You can start smoking cigarettes. But you have to do something new every day.
Man, that would be hard.
I know. Not really.
For 365 days, you'd have to really think, okay, what can I do differently?
Okay,
reversing the butt wipe from inside out.
Yeah. Just it sounds start interesting, smoking though. This year.
Yeah, you can smoke for a day.
Start smoking cigarettes.
Then you quit the next day. All right, Alex
do
True.
Opioids.
Do opioids. Okay. Alex True. I'm going to mess this up. Trujillo?
Yeah.
Like, I think.
Sounds
good. Trujillo?
Yeah, Trujillo.
Oh, nice.
I challenge Alex to unfriend every person who shares their diet or exercise regimen at the beginning of the year.
Okay. Teebs Williams.
I challenge him, Teebs, we know you, to you have to use the phrase, it's a no-brainer, and so this just happened daily.
You got to work him in once a day.
So once a day. Happen.
It's a no-brainer.
Oh, boy, that's bad. I can pull off the no-brainer. Oh. I can pull that off. I couldn't pull off, so this just happened.
This just happened.
That's a good.
I can get a no-brainer in. I'm going to try to get some no-brainers in.
That's a good challenge. We should do that, like, even amongst, like, just friends. Like, you challenge, like, you have to do it.
Yeah, that's a good one. I love that one. I promise you, I can work with that's a no-brainer. I can work with that.
I think you already say that, maybe.
Yeah, that's
I you use that a lot.
Trust me. Yeah.
He'll give it tomorrow, first thing for breakfast.
Yeah, Bojangles?
Oh, no brainer.
Brainer. I mean, that's so, I really, really am a big believer in that one.
All right. Sarah Martin.
Sarah, one that had, didn't realize this was Sarah. I'm going to save that one.
respect, Sarah.
Okay, so Sarah, I challenge you. You have to tell people confidently. You have to basically say, you know how you sometimes you think a certain lyric says something and you find out it doesn't. You have to tell people confidently that you like to think outside the blocks. And and a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush and butt. And you had to pretend that that's what it always you always thought that was. Think outside the blocks.
That one's tough.
Think outside the blocks. That's good. That one's good. Yeah. Ford inabnet.
Shave your genitals.
Wait, like that's all nice. The way?
That's definitely doable.
You got to shave. Just shave them what you feel.
Wait, what if he's already in that phase and maybe he got to grow them out? That's
true. Yeah, if they're already shaved, grow them out.
Grow them shits out.
Long.
Y'all, nice. Do y'all shave or trim down there much? How often do you?
I trim occasionally. Yeah, I do.
I do an occasional trim. I'm probably not as much as I should.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I went through a period where I did 100%. Shave. I did it because the Nate from Amber Lynn told me to how to do it and how it was safe to do or whatever.
It probably made it look bigger.
Well, no, it was just like, you know, it was like, I promise at that time there was like people talking about shampoo and fashion, like get that. Like, you know, some people were into fashion at that time, you know, because it's like the longer you look at it, it was like this more dirty bandu thing. But there was that time in 2000, like 4, 5, and 6 when it was like, it was makeupy and flashy stuff. And so and there shorn. Was like people flat irons taken very seriously and shit. Like all that was like, it was in there, like that whole, that stuff. But I mean, I don't know. I can't looking back on it. It was like, it seems crazy. Like, cause I'm not big on any grooming stuff or whatever, but I did it for like, I don't know, a few months and it was, I thought it was cool, but it was like, I didn't want to stop doing it, but then I had to stop doing it.
I'm picturing this being a prank and Nate just talking to Amber. Yeah. Like, y'all won't believe this. So I got Matt from Emory to start shaving his balls.
Because
he thinks
maybe
I
shouldn't say his name, but that's what. But that's where I got. That's why I did care. It.
That is very funny. I mean, I don't think I've ever shaved all the way. It seems like growing back would be terrible.
I guess you just
have to keep it shaved.
It's weird because I don't like male or female shaved like genitals. It weirds me out a little bit, but yeah. I know for a fact, I mean, maybe I don't know for a fact, but, or maybe I do. Didn't the porn industry make it popular to start shaving your vagina?
Probably.
I think that was, but did the male porn stars, did they shave their, did they have hair? I'm trying to think about bush for men, and I don't know if I remember seeing it.
I think it's not much.
Like Ron Jeremy, like was he maybe seemed like him. He'd be a bush.
Yeah, he had maybe bush, but I'm saying like now, like since the 95 or something like that.
I think well kempt, you know.
Yeah, like very low.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Just keeping it.
A one on your shears.
You know, like the, you know how people really like the, what's it called? The fade, you know?
Yeah.
They like it real. And that, there's something about that looks real nice and clean. You know what I mean?
Even on your balls.
Yeah, even on your balls. They probably like it.
A shorn sack is nice, I think, for everybody. I think a shorn
sack.
Seems
like when it grows, it starts growing back.
You shear it.
Real man.
You shear it.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. So, all right. Okay. I'll tell my story real quick. So, mine's not, yours felt like it had a happy ending. Mine might. But so I was at my house by myself. My ex had our kids, and I took a shower. I was going to go to bed. I took a shower. And I came back out and this was like 8 o'clock at night. Came out to the washing machine, was taking the wash out and putting it in the dryer. Look up, my phone lights up. I got a text. I look at the text and the text is wavy. It's not a straight line. And I was like, I'm having a stroke, right? What is happening? Something bad. Cause I hadn't had anything like that before. I was like, no, it's okay. This is just your eyes. My eyes are always kind of a little shitty. And I was like, it's probably fine. Let me just go to bed. It's 8 o'clock. I'll just go ahead and go on to bed and hopefully it'll clear up in the morning. Woke in the morning. It didn't clear up. Same thing. And I was like, oh shit. And I had like a little, almost, it looked like a kiwi in my line of sight from my left eye only. Right eye, totally fine. Left eye, a little kiwi, like dot right in my line of sight. I get in that day to my eye doctor and they check me out and they're like, yeah, this isn't looking too good. So we're going to send you to a specialist. And there's only one specialist in our whole town. So if it's serious, if it's just going to get a normal thing, it's a week or two to see this person, because I had to do that before with him. And they got me in the next day. And that made me a little more nervous. I was like, oh, my eyes are fucked. So I go to him. They do run these tests, all this stuff. And he comes in and he goes, okay, so here's what's happened. So there's macular degeneration, which is the front of your eye. I have a degeneration. I forget exactly what it was called. I don't know. I was freaking out, so I wasn't paying attention like I should probably to the details. I just wanted to make sure I was going to be better. But the back of my eye has a little pinch. And there's a little, like, blood pooling behind it, and so it's causing that little dot. And he said if I didn't come in, I would go blind in my left eye. I was like, fuck,
how quick?
I don't know. He didn't say. Maybe it would have been eventually or something. It probably just gradually gotten worse and worse and worse as the so I was like, oh shit. But I said fuck. Would have. So I started feeling, I was like, maybe there's some hope here, because I was like, am I going blind? He goes, so we have medicine that works really effectively to help fix this. That should take care of it should make the blood disappear, go back in, shrink the veins a little bit, and make things better for you. And I was like, oh, whew, thank goodness. I said, give me the prescription. I'll go get it right now. I don't care what it costs. So he goes, it's not a pill. And I was like, oh, really? Well, how does it go? How do you get this medicine inside you? And he goes, we put a needle in your eye. And he says, do you want to do it right now or you want to come back? I was like, let's go. I was like, I'm not going to sit around thinking about when the needle is going in my eye. So they, for about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just are putting this numbing stuff in my eye. Just splash, 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 splash. She kept getting my eye, splash, splash, splash. Then he comes over and it looks like, dropped something in my eye. Looks like iodine. It's a big black, all this stuff. And he's just talking. He's like, yep, this is what we're doing here. This. And then I'll do, and his name's Dr. Gandhi, by the way. But he's going, and we'll do this. And then this is what's going to happen. And he's so smooth. And I feel it go in.
Oh,
feel the needle. And then I see a rush of liquid.
Wow.
So he didn't tell you he's doing it. And
he didn't tell me he was doing it.
Kind of talking.
Yeah.
That's great. And, don't you appreciate that?
I felt it. It didn't hurt, but I felt it. And then, And then after that, I just left and drove home. And so the good news is my vision has gotten even a little bit better since then. And so I think that is going to work. The bad news is I have to do it 3 more times. And I think it's pretty expensive. So
how often, like how far in between?
Once a month. So I do one on January 13th and then a month from then.
Oh man.
God.
Yeah.
Do you think going back will be, you will have confidence that it's not bad to have that happen? Like if you've already done it, it's fine.
Yeah, right. It's like this sucks. I mean, getting a shot sucks anywhere. You know, even in your arm, like it doesn't hurt. It's not the worst thing in the world, but it just sucks. That's what it is. Like I'm not really. It's not going to hurt. They'll put a ton of numbing cream in my eye, and it'll be fine. But there's no way I wouldn't do it. You know, I'm not going to risk losing my vision.
But
it's just terrible that I'm literally getting a needle in my eye. And the whole time after he did it, and he did it so smooth too, I was like, okay, first of all, this is crazy. I'm having to lay here with a needle going into my eye. It's like a horror film.
How is the solution to, hey, this guy's going to go blind? We better stick a needle
in his eye. I know. I mean, right.
It's the only way to save him.
Yeah.
Get that needle, shove it in there.
But was my very next thought was, what kind of fucking person does this for a living? Every day.
He was good at it,
people
right?
in their eyes. He was amazing at it.
Right. How good was he? Well, seems like he does it a lot.
Like if somebody said right now, hey, I'm gonna pay you a lot of money, but you have to stick needles in people's eyes all the time. You would go, you would really question
it. You would get used to it.
You would question it.
$200. $400. $2,000. $5,000.
Yeah, that's true.
$10,000.
Yeah, it's easy money for them. At some point, you would,
and it is helping them not go blind. You're saving people from going blind. You're a hero.
No, but I'm mean, right.
And they ask people. You to do it, and they thank you for doing it. It's not so bad.
You're right.
You know, it's just everybody.
No, he's
needs
great.
To feel good.
He did the best.
He needs to get paid.
I'm going
good,
back to him. I trust him.
And he needs to think he's really just doing the right thing. And he is. He is doing the right thing
right.
because he's making you not go blind. Right. But everybody's to, you know,
right.
that's a serious business.
Yeah. Yeah. So
and,
anyway, that's my story. It didn't end with Percocet. It ended with some normal eye drops. That's it. Just that's it. I was laid in bed with my eye leaking for hours.
It's
with
so crazy.
No Percocet. Yet.
And it's the I mean, inverse too, because you stepped right into
yeah.
your anxiety.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he's like, you're going to go blind if you don't let me do this. It costs right. this much. Yeah. Are you
Thank
in
you.
Or are you out?
I'm in.
What? Yeah. There has to be a number, though, that you would say no.
I mean, I
well,
don't know.
Sure.
If I was going blind, I mean.
If they said, no chance insurance covers this. This is
well,
you said
immediate GoFundMe. The GoFundMe.
I guess you
the
have
GoFundMe
to.
Is yeah. easy.
Well, if they
it's
say
a slam
you know,
dunk.
Every shot's $50,000.
Well, yeah, that's I mean,
a slam dunk GoFundMe.
I'm just saying some outrageous.
Right.
But yeah, you I mean you don't want to go blind.
Yeah, and he didn't tell me what the
more.
Cost was. I don't know what the cost was as of this moment.
Yeah,
I'm getting another one probably before
wow.
I even find it. But it's better that I don't know. I guess. Yeah, maybe I should do a GoFundMe.
we could run a joint link. Links in the show notes. Is that?
Yeah.
I mean, just in case.